Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. If you are a first-time listener, welcome to our series, our library of multiple podcasts. We've got a lot of them. Please go check them out. A lot of great information. And if you are a regular listener, we thank you for your loyalty and for always joining us. So we thought we would talk a little bit about colon cancer screening because there was an article that apparently came out today that Tina saw, and in regards to the American Cancer Society and their recommendations for doing a colonoscopy. Now, as it stands right now, the typical age, the standard age for starting to have a screening for having your first screening colonoscopy is age 50. Age 45 in African American, all right?
Well, and that's assuming you're not having symptoms. Like, we have patients in our office younger, right?
Oh, yeah.
With symptoms that are getting scoped.
No, this is screening. This is pure screening.
You don't have any digestive issues and you hit that age, you should be coming in.
That's right.
Yeah.
So 50 years old. And also, that's not taking into account people that have family history. Because if you have family history of colon cancer, and depending at what age that family member was, especially if they're a first degree relative or if there's multiple second degree relatives, that definitely could change the age at which we would recommend it. Okay. For example, if your father had colon cancer and he was 55 years old when he was diagnosed with it, then the recommendation would be that you have it done either 10 years before the age of diagnosis or age 40, whichever one comes first. Okay. So 40 would come first.
Right.
40 would come first. So family history definitely can change the timing on that. But on average, somebody with no risk factors would be 50 years old and in Caucasian and then 45 years old. Now, for years, there has been talk about lowering that age. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this article that came out today.
Mm-hmm. And it was on the news.
Was it?
Apparently all night tonight. Yeah.
Okay. So some of you may have heard it, those of you that watch the news or listen to the news. So they are recommending now that it be done 5 years sooner or mm-hmm. earlier than the standard recommended age of 50, so age 45.
Mm-hmm. And that's because the percentage of patients is increasing that are getting cancer sooner.
Right. We're seeing more colon cancer.
Right.
And that's true because I've even told you that over the last several years, I have found so many colon cancers, rectal and colon cancers, in younger people under the age of 50.
Right.
And I'm finding, we've talked about this before on the podcast, mm-hmm. finding precancerous polyps
in like 20-year-olds.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the youngest was a year and a half ago, an 18-year-old. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm talking about some big precancerous polyps who had no family history. And mm-hmm. that's the thing, that a lot of these people that we're finding cancer in or precancerous polyps that are younger really have no risk factors per se. Okay. No family history. I mean, they just came in because they were having some other issues.
Right.
And by coincidence, we found the polyps.
Right.
And those polyps are typically not the cause of their symptoms. So it was like, and I always tell them, it's a blessing in disguise
right.
that you did come in with these symptoms and that we have to do a colonoscopy. So I personally think it's a great thing. Mm-hmm. I personally think that that age definitely needs mm-hmm. to be decreased, you know, the starting age for colonoscopy. At this point, I don't think that all of the different gastroenterology societies are on board. I mean, I think that they would all agree that we probably need to do it, but I don't think that there's been an official change that's been made mm-hmm. By the societies.
Right. Yeah, and I thought it was interesting in the article it talked about they don't know why it's happening sooner rather than later with the cancer. And is this country just in denial or something? Like, really?
Yeah. Well, they did mention obesity.
They did.
They did mention obesity, and they did mention something about that even in people that are that have no risk factors and are doing it right, like they're healthy, they exercise, they don't eat red meat. But that doesn't mean
that they're not eating sugar.
Right, right.
You know, but, and that doesn't mean that they're not eating artificial sugar.
But there was a little mention about diet. The red meat.
The red meat.
And it was, has it been a year and a half or 2 years, maybe 2 or 3 years, when they came out with a report that now we have concluded that people who have a diet of that's, you know, like processed meats, you know, ham, bacon, hot dogs, and red meat are definitely at higher risk for colon cancer.
I do remember that.
Yeah, that just came out in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I just
like it was official.
It was official, but in the articles, they're still just blown away at why this is happening.
Yeah, well, I find it interesting. It's diet.
I know.
I mean, okay, so it's multiple factors,
right.
But diet definitely plays into it. Okay, and you know,
you can be healthy. And eating healthy, and let's say you've switched to diet soda, or you're doing, you know, you're putting sweet and low in your drink instead of sugar. That stuff is still poison, right? So,
yeah, I mean, look at our diets over the last several decades, and I think that it makes sense that diet would play a big role in why we're seeing more cancer. I mean, heck. For why we're seeing more disease,
right?
I mean, the diet, you know, more processed food, more fast foods, more, you know, you name it, sugar in everything.
Yep.
Okay, it's
and
in
artificial
everything.
Sugar,
in artificial
everything.
Sugars, more stress. Okay, we live a more stressed life than maybe you know
our grandparents
did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that there's multiple reasons. I mean, this is a very fast-paced, rat race life that we live in. You know, we're eating whatever we can get our hands on, and so
we're not getting enough rest.
We're not getting enough rest.
Yeah.
You know, people are so stressed out, and so I feel very strongly that all of that plays into it. Unfortunately, there's not really a good way to measure it.
Mm-hmm.
Without
a double-blind placebo study, these organizations and the doctors, you know, aren't going to listen.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, here's the thing. This talk about lowering the age, I mean, I've been hearing about that for years, okay? But it hasn't actually been done. And I don't know if they're going to have to do some more studies to actually be able to come to the conclusion that, oh, yes, we should do it, or if there are enough studies for them to be able to go off of and enough evidence just on what we're seeing. I don't know if they're going to, you know, if it's going to become across the board where they will lower that age. I do think that they need to do that, okay? I think that lowering it 5 years is maybe not even enough, you know, maybe even younger.
To 40.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And you're just seeing so much cancer and
so
pre-cancer.
Much, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, just to encourage people that if they're having any symptoms whatsoever, please don't hesitate to get a referral from your PCP to go see a GI and demand a colonoscopy, okay? It's such an easy test. Yes, the prep is terrible, but the procedure, you know, I think most doctors are knocking people out these days. You don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, we have a good rubber hammer.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good. No, but look, I can't tell you how many times I've heard this story. I had rectal bleeding, but my doctor said I was too young and it couldn't be cancer, that it was hemorrhoids.
Oh, it must be a hemorrhoid, yeah.
Okay, listen. If you're having rectal bleeding, you need a colonoscopy, okay? And anybody that comes to my office that is having rectal bleeding, and I don't care how old they are, they get a colonoscopy, okay? Because for me, just from everything I've seen so far in my career, it's cancer until proven otherwise, okay? Number 1, 2, 3 on my list of possibilities is cancer, cancer, cancer until I prove it otherwise. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the majority of the time, everything comes back fine. Okay. Yes, the majority of the time, rectal bleeding is from hemorrhoids. That's the most common cause of bleeding. Mm-hmm. But you want to make sure that it's just hemorrhoids and nothing else.
Even for the peace of mind, right? I mean, to have a simple procedure like that for the peace of mind, to know that everything is okay in there, you know, and when it's such a simple thing to do, if you're having any change in bowel habits, any rectal bleeding, any symptoms, any GI symptoms whatsoever that you've been dealing with for any amount of time, please, please, please go get a procedure done. Go get a colonoscopy.
And if you don't want to do colonoscopy, there are other options, okay? I mean, look, a colonoscopy, though, is the gold standard, okay? That is the gold standard, but there are other options. There are radiology options. There's a virtual colonoscopy, which is basically a very fancy CAT scan, CT scan of the colon. There's tests that you can do of the stool. But get something done, okay? Get something done. But, you know, let me just a quick plug for the colonoscopy. I mean, a lot of people tell me that they're scared and that they put it off for so long because, you know, it's invasive or because they heard horror stories about the prepping, you know, you have to drink some liquid to clean you out the day before. Look, better to be tortured with a day of prepping than to be tortured with a diagnosis of colon cancer. Mm-hmm. And you know, the worst part of it, everybody always says, is the prep. Because once you actually come in for the colonoscopy, you're already cleaned out. You get sedated. It's a nice sedation. And we go in there and take a look and do what we need to do. And then we come out.
And
you're just fine. That's right.
And you get to go home.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. There can be risks. I mean, anything has its risk. And these procedures do have, you know, risk associated. It's rare. But they can happen, but it's rare. But most of the time, the benefit of getting the test outweighs the risk.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So anyways.
On that note.
Anything else?
I think that's it. Just wanted to talk through that a little bit since it was so hot in the news.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, I don't think it's an official thing where we can start making the recommendation. I'm not sure how that's going to be with, you know, the insurance companies at this point. I mean, we've got to do a little more research. But if you haven't had your colonoscopy yet and you are of age at which you should have it, please go get it done. All right, go get it done, and you could save your life. And colon cancer is what, the second, the third leading cause of cancer in the United States.
And it's such a preventable cancer.
It is so preventable,
and it's treatable too. So absolutely. Even when it is found, it can be treated.
Yes, but she's not saying that to say, well, yeah,
just
it's
wait.
Okay.
No, for, what I'm saying is, if you're scared because you think you're going to have cancer, colon cancer is actually one of the best cancers to have, from what I've heard, because you can treat it. So go find out if you have it, so you can treat it and get it out of you and move on with your life. That's why I'm saying it.
I agree. Go get your colonoscopy. All right. Take care. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.